from Oroville, December 12, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea. Interview by Danielle. The weather in Oroville today is overcast and cool. Temperatures range between 24 and 27 degrees. The wind is out of the northeast at approximately 25 kilometers per hour. And the forecast is for a strong possibility of rain, thunderstorms today and through the weekend. Here is Manohar.
For the 40 years of Oroville, I always thought that it must be a spiritual thing. Because it's the way we feel. It's not a celebration, because there is already a debate here if there is really much to celebrate or if actually many things should have been faster. So, but as I said before, we were not here. Most of us were not here 40 years ago. So it's the moment to concentrate again on thinking what we are doing here, why we are here, and make a new commitment like they did 40 years ago. The idea I was much excited with was an idea that was very much welcomed by the AVI International. That was like 40 years ago, there was some soil, some piece of ground brought to Oroville from 140 countries in the world and put together into the urn that is in the center of the amphitheater next to the Matri Mandir. So that was the symbolic gesture of the foundation of Oroville. What was thought is that this year, again, from most countries of the world, maybe more than 140, some little pieces of soil, of ground, be brought to Oroville and to make a big mandala, possibly in the same place and in the same day. And then this, like all mandalas, it is created in one day and then it is destroyed. And so mix all the soil together and everybody brings back to his own country into a special little urn made in Oroville a little bit of this soil, mixed soil, which is, to say symbolically, is Oroville opening to the world, not collecting the soil and being here, but bringing back the soil, but once mixed with all the other soils or all the other countries, which means that Oroville now is maybe ready to open to the world and also to accept energies coming from people who are in other countries, but they want to participate to our experiment or to our experience in Oroville, and they can do it also from their own countries.
Karl-Heinz Stockhausen, the great contemporary German composer and also a member of the Cultural Scientific Advisory Board of AVI Germany, passed away at the age of 79 on December 5th, the date of Sri Aurobindo's Mahasamadhi. He had learned about Sri Aurobindo in 1968. He studied his works and often read a selection from the Life Divine prior to a performance. Envisioning music as a force of cosmic revolution, his avant-garde concepts and electronic experiments inspired both classical and popular musicians such as the Beatles and Miles Davis. For more than 24 years, he had been working on Light, the 7 days of the week, a grandiose operatic drama of the struggle of mankind over evil. At the time of his death, he was busy creating Klang, a new series of chamber works, one each for each hour of the day. The fourth hour is called Heaven's Door. This door finally opens, allowing a child to enter to silence the terrifying noises of the world. Our wish is that the door of heaven open wide for the soul of Karl-Heinz Stockhausen to enter and rest in peace. An invitation to all aspiring photographers. The Christmas fair this year will feature for the first time ever the world-famous All Oroville Open Photography Competition. The theme is the spirit of the youth center. Photos can be of any size, any color, any shape, but must be printed on paper. They can feature anyone, anything, any place, but the entries must be an original photo. Contact Vikram at 984-394-8288 or email vikram@oroville.org.in for more details. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thank you for listening.